stoi de i to je Rav Shlomo Lopatz.
Ready? Good morning, everybody. Quick apology, my voice is struggling with a bit of a cold, and I'm a bit croaky, but what can I do? That's what I have. Most of what I'm going to say this morning is from Torahs that I heard or read or received from my father, Zichar Tzadik Livracha, and I take no credit for any of this. But I just want to share with you some of the things that he left for us in Mudim, in Yonim, Chizukim that we can get from this Gevaldige Yontov of Sukkos. Number one, Rosh Hashanah, I want to start off with the Pasuk says in Parashas Chayisoro, Avram Zokein, Bo Bayomim, Vashem Beirch Es Avram Bakoil. Bakoil, states in Medrash, brought down by the Divrei Elio, Milchus to the Gon. We don't seem to know where that medrash is. That Bakoil refers to mitzvah sukkah. What does Bakoil mean, sukkah? So the Divrei Elio and then Gon state that the three psukim mean the most common psukim in the part of the Torah got to do with sukkahs is base basukkahs teishu shivas yomim chof. Or Bakoil is called Ezrach v'Yisrael Yeshu Basukis, and the Lamed is Laman Yedu Deresechem. So there you have a remez in the word Bakoil to the Grace of Mitzvah Sukkah. Fine, Zeh Hashem remez. We did the Gon to pull that one out. Aber Lamaisa, what's the Shaykhus to this posuk? Hashem Berech Zoram Bakoil, Bakoil Mitzvah Sukkah. Oops, this particular mitzvah, what's the shaykhus to the words of the Pasuk? What's the connection? Doesn't seem to have any particular connection. Is the Teretz, is Azai. The end of Parashas Chayisorah, that same Parashah, state, Vayomas Avram, the Pasuk says, B'seiva toiva, but Yomus Avram b'seiva toiva, Zokein v'soveya. Zokein, you know his age, 175, v'soveya. Now what does v'soveya mean? He was satisfied, he had a good meal before he was nifta. It can't quite be, this is the hesped the Torah Deutsch is giving in Avram Avinu. It talks about him being soveya, he was satisfied, what does that mean? In Stipler states, in Chai Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, Ben Mr. Be'eli Lapin, Zuchayna Rocha says the same Yisuit, that the Ben Shlem gave Klal Yisrael a midah of not being satisfied. We're never soveya, we're never satisfied. That's a natural midah we have. We are always looking for more. We're always looking for more. The idea, that was the midah we were given. Versteht sich, the tachlis of that midah is that whatever we've done, achieved in our lives, ruchistic, in the area of ruchis, we should want more. We're not satisfied, we want another masechta. We want to do another mitzvah. A chesed, noch a chesed. We never sit back and say, well, I'm done, I've achieved. No, that's not us. Klal Yisrael always looking for more. That midah is inherently given to Klal Yisrael. Chaviv in Yisrael, shenitzen lehem kli chemdo. Was a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Klal Yisrael, it's poshut pshat, but chemdo pshat is we're choymed, we've got a nature wanting more. Now, but the Bereishis leaves us with Bechira. That you've got that midah of wanting more, but it depends what interests you in life. If Ruchnis interests you in life, then that's what you're focused on. Then you're chomed for more and more ruchnis, and you're looking for more ruchnis. Mashein kein if gashmis if kesef A person has focused his life on gashmis. He's looking for wealth. He's looking to swell up his bank account. Then he will, whatever he's got, however wealthy he is, he's always looking for more and more. Yishyesh lemona, reitzim masai. He's always going to want more. So that chelik is our bechira. It's for us to decide, for us to choose what we're looking for. Kum dechois, when the Torah Kedusha is made about Avraham Avinu, that he was soveya, it means to say that Avraham Avinu was called kulei ruchni, completely a ruchnistic person. Ruchnis is what interested him. He was looking to grow and steig and become bigger in ruchnis. And in Gashmis, he was Soveya. That's a Bakoy. Hashem, they asked the Forsh Rasakasha, what does it mean, a Bakoy? No person can ever have everything. Because Yishlam only writes a Messiah. But if Ruchnis is your full focus, and your full interest, and your full what you want in life, and Gashmis is of very little, has very little or no interest at all, then you're Soveya. Then you have Bakoy. So when the Torah tells us that Rome was in Sporach with Bakoy, and that he died soveya, means he was such an ish ruchni that he was completely, his gashmistic needs was completely soveya, and he had no interest whatsoever in anything more than he actually had, and he was happy to give away a huge amount of money to buy a kever to bury his wife, because money and gashmis had no interest to him. That is mitzvah sukkah. The person fully focuses on what sukkah is all about. What sukkah teach us? Praise that this world is a praise. It's a short 120 years where we're preparing ourselves and we're looking to build ourselves as big a palace as possible in the Olam HaNitzchi. That is the message of Sukkot. So the person is focused fully on the limud, what Sukkot is supposed to teach us, and focused completely on the message of Sukkot, then as our person will be in Zbora Pakoil, he'll have everything. Edav Gonish Lom, he needs no more. So Avraham Avinu having Bakoil, Avraham Avinu being Soveya, goes strongly connected and belongs together with mitzvah of sukkah. We're still in the process of saying Lord Hashem Oyer V'Yishi, and Lord Amela says Achra Shalti Beis Hashem Oyer V'Akishivti Beis Hashem Kol Meichaya. Now that is something that Lord Amela, who was one of the greatest people that ever was ever belonging in Klal Yisrael, but how can every one of us reach that madrega of the Acha Shalti is Shifti Beveis Hashem? So there is a remez in the word Shifti. Shifti is the words Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim. Same words. Shifti is Basukas Teishu Shivas, not in the right order, but it's Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim. If a person focuses on himself, on the limud of Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim, the message which is inherent in the mitzvah sukkah, then he will also be Achas Shalti Meis Hashem Oisavak Yishivti Meis Hashem Kol Vaychayim, because Ruchnius and growth in Ruchnius and growth in Torah and growth in Mitzvahs Avodas Hashem is the only thing which is worth putting effort into, and nothing else has any real value at all. This is one point in Mitzvah Sukkah. Yidua that on Chag HaSukkos, particularly in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Gevaltige Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And Mishnayis, we all learn Mishnayis Sukkah, talk about the whole ceremony of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Rangi Gosson, instead of the normal Nesochim of Yayin, they used Mayim. And that brought about, that was a Mekoyer of the Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And Chal, a little bit Tzorachiyun, to a point, that why is water, it's normally Chashivas, anything Choshev we do with wine, every mitzvah, every, you know, Kiddush, and Abdullah, and Ebris, and everything, it's always wine. Suddenly the Ganses, we turn it into water, and that's the Gevaltik Chashivas of water. What's the Simchas Beis HaShoeva connected with water so much? And Bechal, why mitzvah sukkah? All right, so that you can answer, because the sukkah is nidoyin al amayim, so we make an issue out of water. But is there any particular connection with sukkahs and this the nesochim of mayim? V'oid, one more point. Point number one is what's the issue of mayim. Point number two is any particular connection to sukkahs. And point number three is we find, as brought in the Mishnayos, that the Tzedukim had a particular hisnagdus. They opposed this procedure of nisuch hamayim. They tried pouring. They risked their lives. They tried pouring in the wrong place. They were very, very against it. And this, all right, this was our peak. Because halacha wasn't not mefurish possible in the Torah, but they were misnagged anything which wasn't really mefurish in the Torah. But they seemed to have a particular dislike to this mitzvah. They didn't agree with it. They didn't like it, and they were prepared to almost be moisa nefesh. They were stoned with this astrogim, moisa nefesh to show their lack of accepting this minig in Kalis, or this halacha lemesh Sinai of nisuch hamayim. Why should that be? So Tata Zochein Rebbecha says, like Rebbe Kateretz, he said like this, brought down in beginning of Bereishis. Bar Yosef brings this, it's a medrash, or I'm not sure if it's a medrash, that when the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, and he split up the Mayim HaTachtoinim and the Mayim HaElyonim, the Mayim HaTachtoinim used to be one big body of water, and the Rebbeinu Shem split up, the Mayim HaElyonim went up, and the Mayim HaTachtoinim stayed down here, and straight in medrash, so that's what the Bar Yosef brings from, Tos Rosh could be, that there was a Gwaltigis complaint from the Mayim HaTachtoinim. We've been Nisrachit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem, the Mayim HaTachtoinim, with the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, which is, in itself, it could be the Bar Yosef points this out. Gwaltigis Chizuk, you know, we're talking about the volume of water of Mayim HaTachtoinim there is in the world, the oceans, the amount of water is in the world, it's not shaykh to give any amount to it. And a little bit of that water was used for a mitzvah on the Mizbeach and the Mayim HaTachtoinim with Baruch, which is a tremendous, gives us a bit of a small insight what the Hiskarva Selekim, a mitzvah creates, that small, a drop of water was misnachem, we got a mitzvah, a tiny amount of us, a mitzvah is being achieved. Already they were comforted, they were appeased, and the complaint fell apart. Overcome the chayis from them, that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is poshut a mitzvah of, it represents the idea of wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mayim HaTachtoinim said, we've been Nisrachik, there's been a physical richuk between us and the Mayim HaTachtoinim and the Rebbeinu Shloim, because we were all together in one big body of water. Now that we're down here separated, we've been Nisrachik. And the Nisuch HaMayim was a mitzvah which represented that Klal Yisrael wanted to get back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No ifs, buts about it, to push it. Skarvas elakim. And the simcha is based on Sheva, is push it, the simcha of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what this simcha brings about. And that's why this mitzvah, besides the Indian of Chag Nidoinim Alamayim, but it has a strong shaykhus to Sukkos. Because that's what, that is Sukkos after Yom Neroim. Where Yidin, Tshuva, Yidin Meira, the Pachad, the Emes Hadin, have made Yidin b'miskarav HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Pachad of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging the world. Become Sukkos, Kiyudua, this Tshuva Me'ava, Klal Yisrael feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tshuva Me'ava, coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love of a Yid has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with this mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, which shows that Yidin want to stay as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is something which is, it belongs very much together with the Yontif of Sukkos. And that perhaps is why the Tzedukim had such a dislike to this mitzvah. It sounds strange, but Mefurish Bar Tanurim in Ovis, what made the Tzedukim become what they were? Mishnah Ovis, Mishnah Gimel says, and Tingus Ish Soichai says, Altia Avodim, Hamasham Shemeserav, Amanas Lekal Lepras. You mustn't serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu merely because you want for reward. You've got to serve the Rebbeinu Shem because you want to serve the Rebbeinu Shem. You want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be an Eved Hashem, the schus, the honor, to be a Eved Hashem, that's in itself. Avada Sador Pras. Shait in Bar Tzinur, not on Mishnah Gimel, on Mishnah Yud Aleph, if you want to check it out. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Bar Tzinur writes there that the Tzedukim misunderstood that Mishnah. They understood that there's no reward. And Tzedukim Yishoich is saying, Alti Yavalim Shalom Shalom Nazdakal Pras means there's no reward. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's no reward. And they said, Yesh, what type of business is this? Person works and serves his master and gets no reward for it, and they turned off and they turned against it, and they became what they became. I don't know why it wasn't sure for anybody to straighten them out, exactly explain to them, you learn wrong. This put them off. Come to close that the Tzedukim didn't have this concept of doing a mitzvah, l'shem doing a mitzvah. It's gotta be reward there. And if there's no reward there, there's not worth doing it. Doing the Rotzen Hashem in itself should be something. Well, the Gaon used to say, even if you get Gehenim for our mitzvahs and reward for our various, we still have to do the mitzvah Hashem, because we do the mitzvah, the Rebbeinu Shleilim's, mitzvahs. So that is why they couldn't cope with this mitzvah. Nisach HaMayim represents Kirvas Elikim, Leshem, Kirvas Elikim, for no other reasons. You saw, I want to be close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's this huge simcha of Simchas Beit Mishalei Ro, Simchas Beit Sheev Lei Ro, Simcha Meyomov. That's why they had a misnagdus. And then as we could say a new angle on this Mishalei Ro, Simchas Beit Sheev Lei Ro, Simcha Meyomov. The simcha was huge. I mean, they, even for 7 days on a matzah of simcha, and they danced and they sang and they fell asleep over each other from mitoich simcha. That's boshim pshat. On mishle ro simcha, this type of gehoven a simcha which represented one thing only, being close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's Klal Yisrael. For 7 days they were dancing, that we were zoicha to be avdei Hashem. We are Klal Yisrael. We're zoicha to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what this represents. That level, that's type. Usually a simcha has a chetzoynistik, a chosmakala getting married, there's something else involved, there's a zaitik of simcha. Here there's one thing in the simcha, kirvas elikim. That type of simcha, that level of simcha, that focus of simcha, that was simcha beyond, that's the root, true highest level of simcha. In Sefer Melachim, it's taught down as Yerovam ben Nevat introduced something very strange idea. He pushed off the Yontif of Sukkot till Tezvav Cheshvan. He delayed it for a month. He pushed it away and no real reason was given. But obviously there was a kavona. If the Tanakh brings it, obviously there was a reason behind it. One thing he wasn't was a stupid man. He had kavon, he had intentions. What could have been the idea, the delay? Maybe too many simchas, too many big days packed all in one few days together. But it doesn't seem that was his kavon. He obviously had something more, something behind it. All three Yom Tovim, Shloshim Golem, have a mitzvah simcha. But it seems very clear from the Psukim, there's a miyuchadik, as we mentioned, there's a miyuchad mitzvah simcha on Sukkot. Miyuchad mitzvah simcha on Sukkot. On Sukkot. And perhaps we could even question it if there's such a special mitzvah of simcha on Sukkot. So although nowadays we all have, or most of us have, sort of comfortable sukkahs with heating in our homes and everything, beyond the Haman, most of us will remember most sukkahs were outside, and it was exposed to the elements, and it was cold, and it was a bit shaky, and when you were sleeping at night, and the ganze zachas, you think you're about to take off, and that's not quite the setting for a zman simchasein. How does that quite shtim? The tenet is, it depends very much on what simcha is. What is simcha, this simcha all about? If simcha is indulging in gashmis, in tavis oilam hazeh, having a great time, then an ochanama, a shaky, cold, wind snaps sukkah is not quite the right setting. But if simcha is brought about by a person sitting in his sukkah, looking up through the schach, to the Shemayim, feeling enveloped by the Rebbeinu Shleim, by the Shechina, and this Kivra Salakim that we're talking about, and feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then faket, then that it works very well. Faket, that's my richtige Shmira, is not the strong walls of my home. My richtige Shmira is the Rebbeinu Shleim, and that's what's everlasting, and that will overwhelm anything else. And that brings about Simcha. But that's already a madrig in simcha. That's already simcha on a much higher level. So how does every person reach that level of simcha? That true emes of simcha is brought about by living, appreciating the message of the sukkah and feeling has a shmira yisera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does a person achieve that? The teretz is, if it's shortly after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when a yid become a little bit closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then simcha can mean being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will give you the true simcha. Your own menavot didn't want that. Your own menavot wanted people's simcha to be the regular run table of life. That's not simcha. Simcha is having a great time and indulging, enjoying yourself. That so by pushing it off another month, 5 weeks after Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he was hoping that people would view the simcha on a completely different level. And Stom Mihaitimer, he objected. He tried to stop people going to in the regular. One of the things Yerom Ben Avot tried to stop because Aliyah LeRegel brought Yidden closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing the Ruchnistika, appreciating Ruchnis, getting close to Ruchnis, being Ruch HaKodesh, what people used to, says in the Bobasa, people used to be inspired by Aliyah LeRegel. All these things were something which unfortunately Yerom Ben Avot wanted to put an end to. So by delaying Sukkot for a whole month, he was hoping that Yidden would already forget a little bit the inspiration that the Slavos and the Iskarvos that they achieved over Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and enjoy a different type of Zman Simchaseinu. I have another few minutes left. I'd just like to, in a few days' time, we're going to Simchas Torah. I'm going to Leim Zayis Abrocha. And Zamorika Erechaim HaKodesh, which I always find very inspiring. Erechaim HaKodesh. The emes is the pasuk begins, V'zayis HaBrocha Sheberech Moshe Yisrael Ekim. The only time in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Yisrael Ekim. The only time he's referred to as Yisrael Ekim is in Parashat V'zayis HaBrocha. And we don't seem to see anything particularly Elikimdik here when he's bench Klaus or what's the Yisrael Ekim. Erechaim doesn't ask this point, I don't think, but it's a point. The Rechaim does point out that Parashas V'zayis HaBrocha begins with a Vov. V'zayis HaBrocha, that connects it to Parashas Hazinu. What is the connection to Parashas Hazinu to V'zayis HaBrocha? So the Eilig Rechaim, look at Azay, a gewaldige word, a gewaldige chizuk. Rechaim says that Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, had one thing that he was desperate for. He was desperate, he was so desperate to go into Israel. Nishlech on the period, not to visit the nice places and tourists. He wants to go to Israel. Mekayim Zayin has been to be Yenik from the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. To Mekayim Zayin, the mitzvah at Luis Boretz. He was desperate, he davened, he literally pulled the heavens down. Sheikh Chazal, the Olam HaSel Yonim was shaking with his 515 tefillahs. Et Gevalt, but a Shifa. Boyishim at the end put that beyond him. It wasn't an out. Mishkelost. And that was finally told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Finally, the end of Parashat Hazinu. Alei el har avorim, go up there and look over into Eretz Yisrael and see Eretz Yisrael, but you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. What was what brought about they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael? That was Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had put him on the spot. It wasn't he in Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega. He made a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. He was punished, obviously it was a mistake. So here he was, being held back, and the Rebbe Shalom was not allowing him to go something, and he was standing in front of a people who they were the cause that he wasn't going in, and they were going in. And the Rebbe Shalom was to exhort them, give them a bracha. That's Isha the king. This is get the kaif. This is midas beyond, not midas that we're capable of. I don't think so. I'm definitely not capable of. Yenna took it away from you. He's getting it, and you can only give a bracha if it's with kol aleim, the ganze haas, with the ayin tov. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, the very last minute of his life. He taught Klal Yisrael what it means to forgive, what it means to I'm telling you, Yena's got something which you're desperate more than anything else. He's got it and you haven't. He's the cause that you haven't got it. Or but from Desveg Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the Vezoy, that's the connection. You can't have it. They're going to have it, but I still want you to give them the bracha. That's what the Midas are Yids and Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not capable of that type of level of Midas. Or he taught us such a powerful, the last, very last thing of moments of his life. He gave us that limo. It was his haste. Ayin Tov, Yen has got something which you don't have, and you can able to have seen by Ayin Tov, and give him a brochi, you matzliach, and do well, and it should go Allah Tzadeh Yitzhak Tov. That was such a powerful lesson, that for that he deserved the name Ish Elokim. Have a good morning, everybody.
And the phone, you'll do the phone?
I don't know how to do this one.
Okay.